Hello everyone, compliment of the season, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. For the Christmas season, this book is titled Christmas in Lagos, written by Sharon Abimbola Salu and illustrated by Maria Nicola. Well, let's have a look at the blurb. A cold, dry wind blew in from the Sahara Desert. Christmas was on its way. Well, let's find out what happens in Christmas in Lagos. A cold, dry wind blew in from the Sahara Desert and into Ronti's room. This was Harmattan, which meant one thing. Christmas was on its way. As she got ready for school, Ronti's younger brother, Debo, rushed into her room. 10 days till Christmas, he yelled. Ronti was excited too. Christmas meant new clothes and shoes. It was the last day of school. Miss Annie, the class teacher, asked the students to share what they planned to do over the Christmas holidays. Some of Ronti's classmates were going abroad with their families and called out all the faraway places they would visit. New York, said Kamsi. London, said Ladikbo. Paris, said Hawa. Ronti said nothing. What about you, Ronti? Miss Annie asked. Ronti did not want to speak up. She imagined her classmates going ice skating, building frosty snowmen, eating tasty chocolates and taking fancy pictures. Kamsi would visit Times Square. Ladipo would visit Buckingham Palace. Hawa would see the Eiffel Tower. What about poor Ronti? There was no snow in Lagos, no tower to see, nothing exciting to do. This will be the most boring Christmas ever, she told Miss Annie. No. Christmas in Lagos is very special. Open your eyes and look closer. But how? Ronti asked. Write down everything that happened over the Christmas holidays, said Miss Annie. So Ronti got a journal and started writing. On December 16, she wrote, Mommy took me to Balogun Market today. It was very hot. People were everywhere, walking very fast. I didn't like the noise from cars or people shouting, beep, beep, beep. But I liked the Christmas songs playing on the radio. Mommy bought me and Debo new clothes and shoes. We can't wait to wear them till Christmas. I can't wait. On December 17, she wrote, We passed by the airport today. Daddy said the aeroplanes are full of people coming to Lagos for Christmas. Grandma and Grandpa came from Abeokuta this afternoon. I was so happy I ran and hugged them. They will be spending Christmas with us. Grandma said I look taller. I told her I've been eating lots of beans. After dinner, Grandpa told us the story of how the lion became king of the jungle. I love his stories. On December 18, she wrote, We went to the amusement park today. Guess what? I saw Father Christmas. He gave me a toy puppy. Debo got a toy train. I want a real puppy, but Mommy said not yet. After lunch, we visited an orphanage and gave food and clothes to the children. I gave a small girl my toy puppy because she was crying. Debo put his train in his pocket. On December 19, she wrote, Auntie Lola got married today. She looked so beautiful. We ate lots of food and danced. On the way home, I saw bright billboards and Christmas lights. I wish I could see them every day. On December 20, she wrote, Our neighbor, Mrs. Joseph, has a dog called Daisy. Today, Daisy gave birth to 8 puppies. Mrs. Joseph let me carry one of them. It licked my face. Mommy says I take good care of Debo. I'm sure I could take care of a puppy too. On December 22, she wrote, "Today we went to church for a Christmas concert. The choir sang special Christmas songs in different languages. Then we lit candles and sang carols. Finally, they lit a huge Christmas tree. I loved it. Finally, Christmas Day came. The sounds of banga and fireworks filled the air. Pop, pop, pop. Everyone was excited. Christmas was here at last. Ronty wore her new dress and shoes. Then she twirled and twirled and twirled and twirled until she felt dizzy. She loved her new outfit. It made her feel so special. The whole family went to church that morning. We celebrate the birth of Jesus today, said the pastor. God gave Jesus his best gift to mankind because he loves us. Spread love and joy this season. Ronty wrapped her arms around her family and whispered, I love you. We love you too, they chorused. After church, they went home and celebrated Christmas with plates piled high with jollof rice, fried plantains, chicken, suya, and other goodies. Throughout the day, people came to visit. Everyone had something to eat and drink. They wished each other Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. Just before sunset, Mrs. Joseph arrived. In her arms, she carried a little puppy. This is for you, Ronty, she said. A real puppy? Thank you, Ma. Ronty squealed. To the puppy, she whispered, I think I'll call you Tickles, he yelped. Before going to bed, Ronty wrote in her diary, December 25. Today was the best Christmas ever. I wore my new dress and shoes and ate lots of food. Guess what? I have a puppy. A real one, not a toy. He's so cute and cuddly. But what I really enjoyed was spending time with my family. On the first day back at school, Ronty read her Christmas journal to the class. Everyone clapped. Thank you, Miss Annie. I had the best Christmas ever, said Ronty. Miss Annie smiled. I knew you would. Well, I hope you enjoyed reading the story, the end. We don't always have to have lots of many things to do to enjoy Christmas. Spending time with our family will be enough. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. Bye.